We're in the midst of marathon holiday madness with holiday music ring-ting tingling at us from every turn. Now, some of us rather like that. Other people can find it weary.
Santa Claus will soon be here. Lots of gifts and Christmas dear. I've got the Christmas fever. Hey, hey, I've got the Christmas fever. Hey, hey.
See, I like that. Our annoying music man. Jim Nader joins us with some of his own special brand of holiday music from WBEZ in Chicago. Jim, how are you?
Scott, I feel like a tap dancer on a floor full of dynamite caps.
Well, all right, I think I can understand that. Look, when we think of holiday music, children singing, the voices of innocent, sweet young children singing, that's often a part of the appeal, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Christmas is first and foremost the celebration of baby Jesus. Thousands of school children have put on pageants or plays at some point with Mary and Joseph in the manger, the shepherds, the three kings. And actually, these kids here have their own version of the story.
Here's a story
of
a girl named Mary.
Oh, no. That's what I meant to say. What have we been listening to?
This is a group called Righteous Pop, and they put their own spin on various pop songs for Righteous Pop's sake. So you can Google them and send your emails to them. Or Scott Simon.
Yeah,
just
right.
Not to
thanks
me.
Very much. S. Simon at whatever it is. Look, many famous singers. One time or another make holiday albums because people want to hear fresh takes on old standards, right?
Right. You know, there are probably only 50 actual holiday songs and probably 5 million artists who record them. So for the Annoying Music Show...
Some of us can never get enough of, you know, the Trinity, which is Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra,
yes.
And Bing
well,
Crosby, yes?
Yeah, here's someone that is as famous as those names and just as annoying when it comes to Christmas magic.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sin.
Now, Jim, you know what this sounds like? When you and I get together and we're laughing and I do my Bob Dylan impersonation and you tell me that's the worst Bob Dylan impersonation you've ever heard, that's what this sounds like.
Well, you actually make him sound better than he is. This is actually the Bob Dylan Christmas album that came out last year, and we get a request for it from people who aren't taking their medications. And... the actual album is called Christmas in the Heart by Bob Dylan, and ironically, this song is banned from being played in hospitals that do open-heart surgery.
Yes. Oh, my word. Now
rather
more plausibly, I'm told, well, you know, my favorite Christmas song is Little Drummer Boy, and I'm told you have a special version of that.
Hört ihr Leute? Pam-pam-pam-pam. Kommt alle her, geschwind, pam-pam-pam-pam. Zum neuen Königskind, pam-pam-pam-pam. Bringt ihm das Beste, all pam-pam-pam-pam. Ram-pam-pam-pam, ram-pam-pam-pam.
Jim, I have to tell you, I had no idea Eva Braun ever made a Christmas album. No, that's not. Is that the great Marlene Dietrich doing something?
It
she
is.
Shouldn't? Yeah.
Yes, she recorded this in 1964, and from our research, we discovered it was actually a government test on a new line of drugs called Quaaludes, and she was the first to try them and sing.
We should state, in case you're listening in solitary confinement or in a straitjacket and can't reach the dial to turn it, you're listening to Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show on Chicago Public Radio. We're talking about annoying holiday music. Now Jim, I'm taking a look at my notes, although it's absolutely fruitless at this point because what we're talking about has no relationship to the notes that were so carefully laid out by a thoughtful, highly paid and esteemed producer. But all of that being noted... do you have a Hanukkah song? I mean, I've got several notes about Hanukkah songs, which suggests to me you might have one in the pipeline, yeah?
Yeah, you know, those eight fun-filled nights of candles and dreidels came early this year.
You have a multi-faith household, as we do.
Yes. As you know, I was raised Catholic, but I now have a household full of Jews. I have no idea. My lovely spouse, Lori, my daughter, Blair. We have to pay tribute to Hanukkah. And so our best tribute is by the world's only senior citizen Jewish rock band, Gefilte Joe and the Fish.
Hanukkah comes, but once a year. And when it does, you know it's here. Hanukkah rocks. Hanukkah rocks. Hanukkah rocks all along my block.
You know, I'd put that up against Adam Sandler. That's not bad.
Well, no, this is a serious attempt.
Yes,
Adam
absolutely.
Sandler's just trying to be funny, so
right.
we can't play Adam on the program. But Gefilte Joe, this is actually the B-side to Matzah Man.
Mercy. So where was this leading? Another Hanukkah song? No.
Well, no. Now that I found out that you do monitor the news from time to time, yeah. I'm sure you heard about that. University of Australia study that was done last year looking
at... There's no
at
University of Australia. There are universities in Australia. There's no University of Australia.
Good
right.
point.
Some Australian university study last
I will,
year.
I will fire my intern.
Because of this, yes, all right.
But
yes,
the work was published in the British Medical Journal, and it was a study that Santa Claus needs to lose weight. Mm-hmm. He should be parking the sleigh and walking. He should cut out the mince pies, the brandy. And it all sounds very tough, but we did discover he finally did break one bad habit.
Santa doesn't smoke anymore.
He
threw away his pipe and tobacco. Now he can laugh longer and feel so much stronger. He did it cold turkey, didn't go wacko.
Oh!
Santa doesn't smoke anymore.
This is my favorite lyric right here.
He must have read the Surgeon General's warning. The elves started dancing. The rain
now, who is that? No,
dancing,
no doubt, perfectly earnest singer.
This song was written by the great Larry Nestor from Chicago. And what we discovered was Santa was smoking for glaucoma, so I'm not quite sure what he was smoking, but whatever it was, I'm glad that he stopped. Now, if we can get him over to Weight Watchers, things will be better next year, I'm sure.
Oh, well, it's a very moving song in its own way. What do I say? Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas to you and your wonderful family.
Happy holidays to Caroline, Lena, Elise, and the whole Simon household.
Thank you so much. Jim Nader is host of the Annoying Music Show on Chicago Public Radio, speaking to us from the studios there before they're locked up and he's barred.
He took one last puff. Then said, I've had enough. Santa doesn't smoke anymore.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. NPR News, we're a news show, really. I'm Scott Simon.
Now he can laugh longer and feel so much stronger. He did it cold turkey, didn't go wacko.